Good morning, this is Rachel speaking.
Hello. Hello, Rachel, this is Philip.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, I guess. I just got off the phone with the lady. I just set up the assessment for Monday, 10 o'clock a.m.
It's for Monday at 10 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And I heard she was telling me that the only reason my thing delayed was they never sent my bank statement to the county office on time, and I was lied to, said it was sent already when I was dealing with Allison. She told me that she sent it all that, and so basically though I was being lied to this whole time I was working with you guys.
It doesn't mean necessarily we didn't.
I know, but Rachel, don't try to feel like you're trying to cover for her. She has not been doing her job very well. Okay. It has nothing to do with, because end of the day, it takes two persons to get things right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so like me trying to cover for somebody else who didn't do the job is not acceptable. Because I did my part by giving her the information. She didn't do her part by sending information on time. Okay. That's my understanding. And the way she was explaining to me that's what I received. Because I gave her the information that was asked for me for her to get. But that's why she wasn't returning my calls. It makes no freaking sense. When somebody trying to do in the process with somebody trying to reach out to you and you ignoring the person. It's like the person owe you or some type of craziness that makes no freaking sense.
Right.
Okay, and that was my frustration. Okay, that's why she was hiding from me, because she was freaking lying. She's not doing the freaking job, doing what the frick she's supposed to freaking do, all that. Now, I got to deal with this.
Right, I do apologize.
I mean, I understand the apology, but I probably don't do a damn thing. At the end of the day, it's like I have to go through the yes and go through the process all over again. And it's like all that apologetic is okay, but at the end of the day, it's like, what is the solution that's going to be like, you know what, it was worth it. It's okay now. Like, I don't get it. Sometimes it's like something is a little bit more than worth saying that. Say, I'm sorry, I apologize. It's like, let me try to do my best to try to make things look better.
Right.
Because at least I owe that to that person now, because it's like the company has kind of made me look bad and make the customer look bad. So I feel like, though, I don't know how you say it, though, because that's what I say, though, miss. Because, you know what I mean? I would be kind of furious right now, and because end of the day, it's business, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can't hire somebody who's not going to be efficient enough to help me make money so you can make money, though. You know what I'm saying? Something just doesn't make no freaking sense. It's not acceptable at all. Because end of the day, it's business. We all have things to achieve, money to make. And it take a unit to accomplish some things.
Right, I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's not acceptable, miss, at all. It's a freaking nightmare. A nightmare that I don't wish that for you or anybody else. So it's not fair to me at all, and you give me apologetic. That's not supposed to be a damn thing. I don't know what that's supposed to do for me, though. You know what I mean? Some things are just beyond apologetic, though. It's like, let the words speak loud, let the actions speak louder more.
Right. I can assure you from here that you're going to have a different coordinator, and I will always be here to help you with the
Well,
process.
I hope so, though, Rachel, because I heard this statement before. You know what I'm saying? It sounds good the first time I was working with you guys. I heard all this in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I heard all this in the beginning before. My scary part is like is the action again. That's what I'm worried about. It sounds good what you're telling me, though. I wish I can be like, oh, yeah, super excited what you're telling me right now. But like, you know what? I believe you. But at the end of the day, I have to be aware of the action now. I have to stay tuned and see what the action is going to present itself again. If it's going to be the same result or a different result. So I'm a little bit more skeptical right now, though. I'll be honest with you, Rachel, because I don't know what I'm getting again. So I'm getting the same BS, or I'm getting something for real.
No, I can assure you that you're going to have a more on top of it coordinator who's going to be there and available for you. And of course, at any time, if there's any issues, the same way I reach out to you now, I'll always be here to help you with the process in any way that I can.
Well, I'm hoping that you're not a kite caller. It's not a lie that you're saying to me, just like Allison. You don't sound like Allison, because that's the same thing I was receiving from Allison. And I'm saying that's all. I'm scared right now. I hope you're not you don't be like Allison. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like what Allison said to me in the beginning. I was dealing with Allison. That's why when you're saying all this stuff to me, like, it sounds good, but I'm not really, how you call it, believe in what you're saying to right now or encourage right now. You know what I mean? Unless we start seeing a different result out of the situation, I know, okay, something hasn't changed.
Yes, I can assure you that things will be different.
Well, I'm just saying I'm waiting for action to indicate that, though, Miss Rachel. I mean, it sounds good. I'm just waiting for action to indicate that what you're telling me is for real. You know what I mean? Because end of the day, anybody can say anything good or miss, but actions give the true reality of it, and that's what I'm focused on more. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
right.
It sounds good. You're telling me right now. It sounds very good. I wish I could say, okay, I believe you, Rachel, but I can't say that due to experience. You know what I mean? I don't blame you. It's not on you, but it's your staff. You know what I'm saying? It's like that just comes from anybody that work over there. It's like I have to be highly skeptical due to the experience I've spent with you guys already from the past.
Right.
Okay, and it's not anything. It's like, I feel like that's like a 1,000% blame on you guys. I don't know what's that lack of training or whatever it is you guys are doing over there with your staffing, not making sure they're doing their job efficient and professionally. You know what I'm saying? Or you guys are not having staff meeting over there? Because normally staff meeting prevent this type of
Yes,
things not
we
happening.
have a
When you
coordinator
have staff meeting
in
with your
place.
staff, you talk to them, you have conversations, and see what's going on out there and the experience you're spending with customers. And surely these type of things are happening. That's what I'm saying. If you guys do have staff meeting out there, that you communicate with your workers, like, you know what you guys are experiencing out there with your customers. Let's try to see what type of changes, things we can make better for the customer, for our customer service. Do you guys have those type of
Right,
things?
for sure. Yes, of
You,
course
are
we
you
do.
sure? Because by action, it seems like it doesn't apply.
No, and we're taking action on the way that our employee talked to you because that's not acceptable. We don't talk to our patients like that ever.
Not even that, though. And then it's like you at fault, and you trying to, I call it, be aggressive to me, and you hang up the phone like I'm the one that's wrong here. That's an insanity.
Right. Right.
He's like, you do
100%.
me wrong though, but you more aggressive, more insane than I am though. That don't make no sense. More disrespect instead of being more respectful, more courage. Just because I screw you up right now. I'm the reason why you feel this way. That's what I'm saying, Rachel. That's what I'm saying though. Like, I deserve better though. I'm hoping that you're extremely motivated to make sure that my process comes in line. By action result than words by words result. Because I've been getting a lot of
Yes.
words result, not proper efficient action.
Right. I understand
So that's what I'm hoping. I'm praying that I'm hoping that you really see this encouraged by, like, you know what? I'm gonna do anything I can to help this person. Not to simplify, but the fact that you have to go through a bad experience with my customer. I'm going to be extremely motivated
Yes.
to make sure you get everything that you're supposed to do and efficient. Make sure everything that is done, you be my top priority right now due to the lack of as bad experience that you experienced with my customer service. I owe that to you. I'm hoping that will comply itself that way by actions.
A 100%.
That's all though, at the end of the day. Because right now though, like, I should be starting my service by now. If you guys were efficient enough with me working professionally with me, I could be starting my case right now. Because that was the plan in the beginning when I was talking to Allison. She assured me that you should be starting your service this month. But that was a bunch of freaking lies.
Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was, I got freaking played. I'm hoping I don't get freaking played again, though. That's all.
No, no, God forbid. No.
What happened?
No, 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 God forbid.
That's what I'm saying, though, and that's my frustration right now. You know what I mean? That's what I'm doing. That's my frustration I'm dealing right now with you guys. And that is my only frustration right now. I've been played by a professional business company right now. That is aggravated. Okay? It feel like, you know what I'm saying? It feel like, how you call it? April Fool's Day. I wish it was. I wish it was like an April Fool's type situation. That you know what I mean? That you guys, it'll be understandable, but like, it's crazy. And this is my everyday frustration. Everyday frustration till it comes to an end. And you guys added more on my frustration. And right now, I should be thankful to you guys right now, Rachel. Like, thank you so much for you guys making things happen right now. Not feeling this way. Like, this is not acceptable at all, Rachel, at all. Okay? Now, I'm so hardworking, I'm about to cry because it's so freaking heartless. And heartless and soulless at the same time. I should be calling you. Thank you right now, Rachel. Thank you guys for making this thing happen, for helping me getting a better care of my situation. That's what I should be having right now. Seriously, that's what I'd be having right now, though. Not having disappointment and discouraged and heartbroken. I should be full of excitement right now. You guys should be the reason of that. But it's like I'm full of discouragement and disappointment because you guys.
I'm sorry. We are going to correct things from here on in. And I hope that we can please you with our company
I'm hoping, though, Rachel, this could be worth it at the end of the day. I'm just speaking my mind to you. I'm hoping this could be worth it. I'm hoping that you both could be like, okay, you know what? Rachel, this was worth it at the end of the day because I got what I needed out of it at the end of the day. I'm hoping that's what exactly going to present itself. Okay? And then it will make sense for me to go through this BS.
Okay.
I'm hoping that you can ensure that. You know what I'm saying? Like any day, like when it's going to be approved, hopefully it'll be worth it, Mr. Bangor, that you went through all this trouble. It'll be really, because that's the key in the end of the day. The mission has been approved. So it doesn't really matter what you went through. I'm hoping that's the case here.
Yes, same here.
Right? There's a positive spin here. Like, Mr. Bangler, it's going to be worth it. And at the end of the day, by the God's grace, you're going through this, it's going to be worth it. You can get that approval at the end of the day. We should be able to start this. I hope that's going to happen here. And then I'll be like, okay, you know what? This was worth it. Me going through this headache, I don't mind at all. Then the apologetic will be sensible now.
Okay, so we're going to continue to be in touch and help you to the best of our ability, okay?
All right, so like, what else do you need from me besides?
That's it for right now. We'll be in touch after your next assessment.
Okay, so do I got to give you a call on Monday after I finish with the assessment and all that, or do I got to confirm with you?
Yeah, we'll be in touch after that, and I'll have your coordinator follow up with
you.
Okay.
And who's my new coordinator again?
Your new coordinator is going to be Chaya.
Who?
Chaya. Chaya.
Did you text me her info already?
I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please do. And can you have her contact me so I, you know what I mean? So I know she, so we can.
Yeah.
So I confirm.
We'll follow up with you on Monday after, okay?
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Ringer. Have a good
day.
You
too. Bye.